I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. One of the oldest lies ever told is that some sins are too terrible for God to forgive. One group of prisoners used to believe this, and Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministry shares the story.
Where I was in a God pod that had 90% child molesters and predators, 90% of the guys. So I asked the question. I said, do you men in this room believe you have committed crimes that are so heinous that God can't forgive you? Raise your hand if you think that's true. 95% of the men raised their hand, that they had committed a crime that God couldn't forgive.
Vandermeer told them how God forgave King David even after he stole a man's wife, killed the man, and lied about it. For many of them, it was the first time hearing that God could forgive them. Find the full story at missionnews.org. And did you know just over 50% of Muslim people groups are completely unengaged, meaning they have no one sharing the gospel in their community? Frontiers USA has their mission trip applications open for 2017 to engage the Muslim world. One leader with Frontiers says, according to a survey, most formerly Muslim Christians came to faith because they saw a Christian friend live out their faith.
86% of those Muslims who now follow Christ, they said the most important factor was seeing the Christian faith lived out in front of me. And having a Christian friend.
The key here is that face-to-face interaction does make a difference. You can read more about missions in the Muslim world and how to start an application at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, ask God to give you a sensitive heart for the Great Commission. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported thanks to you. Join our social media network and let's get to the work, the Great Commission, together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.